I love family. I love a good chicken bog, a good fish fry, a good Clint Eastwood Western. On a spring day with the windows up in the house and all your work is caught up on Saturday afternoon and you can sit around. Is that not heaven? I mean, that is a good start. I'm telling you. I just love to be around people, and I'm so glad you're here this morning. Is it warm in here? It is for me. Brother Joe, will you crack that door, please? And Brother Jim, will you crack that door so we can get a little draft? And maybe crack that door back there, Brother Phil. Brother Phil, will you crack that door back there, too? Good deal. Amen. All right, this morning, Matthew 24. I got a clip I'm going to show you in just a minute up here. So be right ready for that, all right? So it'll be just in a minute. We're not going to do it just yet, but hold on just a second. All right, look at Matthew 24, and I want to read this scripture to you. It is lengthy, but please pay attention and don't let Satan deceive you, because this here is going to answer a lot of your questions. Matthew 24, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and I shall deceive many. And he shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. Verse 8, and all these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him readeth. Verse 16, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be a great tribulation, and as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, not, nor never, ever shall be. Verse 22, and except those days shall be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, shining even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 28, wherefore soever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know the summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verse 34 says, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, my word shall not pass away, but all of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field. Listen to this very closely. Two shall be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour the Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in that watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore ye be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is faithful and wise servant, who his Lord hath made ruler of his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom is his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. And if that evil servant shall not, watch this, say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in the hour that he is not aware of, he shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Watch this, if you will.
God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good.
Message this morning, are you ready? Yes, there will be people who will be still at the church, opening and locking doors, wondering what happened. Everybody who sits in a pew beside you is not going to heaven. You need to understand that. Because too often the fight of life is within the realm of the church. When the fight is outside the doors. We will never know. No one will ever know what could have been done for Jesus Christ if man would have said, God, I give you my heart, but I also give you the rest that is attached to the heart. Man does not do that often. There are very few, Jesus said, will be at the gate. Very few. Few, he said, Jesus himself, but many will be at the gates of hell. Because only a few is going to say, God, I give you all I got. Because what happens in Christianity or religion is Jesus is a spare tire. You've heard the expression. I've mentioned it before. We only call on his name or use him when the tire is flat. Now, we call his name, but see, the difference between Christianity and something you'll learn, and please don't be a victim of this. If you come to church, anybody and everybody will come to Lebanon Church for a little while because it's the happening thing. I mean, we're just about as big on an average as any Free Will Baptist church in the state of South Carolina. Glory be to God. But to maintain and have stability, we have to live a life with Christ. See, a fling won't get you to heaven. A fling did not sustain that relationship with that individual you had it with. Love is what keeps you, is what binds you. And see, you have to love the Lord Jesus Christ and learn from Him. This is a daily effort. And if you come to church, 11 in church, after a while, the newness, the freshness is going to wear off. When that wears off, you do too. You don't see that sustaining power anymore. And what you have to do this morning, as we sit together under God's guidance, we ask ourselves a question this morning. Am I ready? Are you ready to meet Jesus? The rapture will take place. My life on it. The rapture will take place. Now, some I've already had, even in this part of the country, believe the rapture's already taken place. But when you read the Word of God, those things have not come to pass. That has to come to pass after the rapture. Those things haven't happened. Now, that individual hadn't come back. But that's okay. I mean, may God be with them and pray for them, because they need, you know, we need that guidance. And I hope this morning you believe in the rapture. But some of you are looking at me saying, what's a rapture? No, it's not the dinosaur on Jurassic Park. The rapture is going to be when God comes and sends His Son, let me say, and raptures His church. Now, this morning where you're sitting at, and I don't want to lose your attention, you have five questions this morning I'm prepared to answer about the rapture. Here they are, the five forms of the question. Number one, who is coming? The Bible tells us, and you just listen this morning. Don't be distracted and trying to find your place. If you do, that's fine. I just want to read some scripture to you this morning, and then we're going to close. Who's coming? 1 Thessalonians 4:16 says, for the Lord Himself shall descend. John 14:3 says, and I go and prepare a place for you, and I will come again. Church, it's personal. It's serious to Him. We mean more to Him than He will ever mean to us. But He said, I'm coming. He said, I'm coming. I will come again and receive you unto myself. The Lord Himself would descend. He could have deputized one of His angels and said, go get them. He used them for many tasks and still does. He said, no, I'm going. This is personal. This is between me and my church. Me and my saints. I will go get them. When will He come, you ask? Matthew 24, from the text we've already read, you should be already there. In verse 36, the Bible says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels, but my Father only. He just declared that man doesn't know, angels don't know, nor does the one who's coming know. My Father only. So you've heard a lot of declarations when Christ is coming, right? Nobody knows. This is a way for you to have clarity in your Christianity. I don't care what nobody says to you. I don't care how wise they are. Because it said that even false prophets will come. False Christ will come. They will do many wonders and signs. They will do miraculous things that man himself can't do. But don't forget, the adversary is very powerful. None to God, but to us he is. They will do many signs and wonders that will leave you in a jaw-dropping experience. Believe them not. When they say that Jesus is over here in the secret chamber, or he's in Texas, or in the desert, or at Florence at the Civic Center, he said, no, I'm not. We should not be deceived or fooled when he's coming. He said, you'll know when I'm coming. Because he goes on to say in verse 42, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour our Lord or your Lord doth come. Now, very personal in verse 42, if you can't say your Lord, there's really no need in you asking a lot of these questions. Because you're going to be here long after he's gone. At least 1,000 years to the tribulation, maybe even. Or what's going to happen to us? Well, that's another message another time that needs clarity. But see, if you don't know Jesus Christ, then when the rapture takes place, and I personally, now no man knoweth the hour, but I don't believe I'll die a physical death unless I just die prematurely. Well, I'm going to die and be changed from this terrestrial body to a celestial body. We all are, those who know the Lord Jesus Christ and love him, live for him. But see, the thing is, it don't matter. Because it said, who will be left? There'll be some working in the field. That means working at Honda, CP&L, working uptown at the office, the Nationwide, paper mill, steel mill, electrical company. I mean, they're going to be working. And all of a sudden, somebody's going to be missing, but somebody's still going to be there. And you're going to say, well, I guess the theory of UFOs were Satan won again with you. There'll be two working at the grind, you know, at the mill, working there. And one will be gone. It's real. And maybe this is just a message where, now some of you are asking another question. Who's coming? Jesus? Yeah, I knew that. When's he coming? Yeah, I know. Nobody knows. People make predictions, but nobody knows. But what about where? The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians, again, as I make reference there again in chapter 4, verse 17, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord. Where? In the clouds. I believe the clouds that you can see from right here, right now. That's where he will meet us. Now, this is referred to Christ's second coming, but his feet won't touch the ground. His feet don't touch the ground till the Battle of Armageddon, till he comes back. In glory, we get to come with him. But he's going to meet in the cloud. I want you to be aware of this for a couple of reasons. The Bible does say there will be many saved during the tribulation. But I don't want anybody in this church, and listen, all churches are important to me because they belong to Jesus. But I don't want anybody in this church, especially under the sound of my voice today, to have to experience the being left behind part. And you know what? You don't have to be. Jesus died on a cross for you to make this possible, that we could be caught up. Where? In the clouds with him. You ask how? How will it happen? Matthew 24 again in verse 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, shining even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What part of the world will he come from? The east. As lightning. Not only that, but 1 Corinthians 15:52 says this. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. How fast would it happen? Everybody together, blink your eyes with me. Open them. Blink your eyes. Open them. Just that quick, it's going to be all over, said and done. The only signs you have is what God gives us in large part in Matthew 24. You won't have a sign like maybe, you know, when you go to school or college or wherever you may be, and the first bell rings letting you know you got 5 more minutes or a few more minutes before the late bell. There's not going to be a warning bell. When it happens, it'll be as quick as lightning flashing across the sky from the east to the west. He will meet us on the clouds, He being Jesus. No man knoweth the hour, no angel knoweth the hour. Jesus did not even know the hour. But I just have to believe the one who died for us in conversation and in intercession for us is just really, really eager to come get us. Father, can I go now? Father, can I go now? Because if one's died for us, there's nothing else He's not willing to do. He loves us that much. The Bible also says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 again, "For the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." How will He do it? He's accompanied. He stands out into the cloud. Now, we refer to an archangel as Michael, and we make regards to the one who may sound the trump of God as a Gabriel. But we know that He is accompanied with many. And He stands out on the cloud. And can I share with you, the shout is an order. The shout not only summons and calls those who are alive, living, like we are in Christ, but the sound is so loud that it wakes the dead up. The Bible makes reference to those who are dead, and Paul did it several times, to those who are sleeping. And if you read this whole chapter in chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians 4, he said he would have us not be ignorant in verse 13 about those who sleep. See, many inquire, those who have died before the rapture, will they go to heaven? And he says, indeed, because they're already there. See, when one dies in Christ, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. In eternity, the rich man and Lazarus, one was in the bosom of Abraham, the other one lifted his eyes in hell. So it is real. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to make you aware. Because I don't want your blood to be on my hands. I want to be guiltless and shameless. I should be, because His blood covered all of my transgressions. That being said, this is preparations. Well, preacher, do you think the rapture is far off? I don't think there's anything that has not been fulfilled in the Word of God right now. There's no reason Jesus couldn't come back right now. Right this minute. I would love to say amen this morning. Have a verse of invitation. Those who will come, not those who will stay, stay. But you keep that word in mind, stay. And then rapture. Because I believe those who needed to be here this morning are here. And I believe those who will respond. And those who won't, won't. You'll leave this service the same as you come in. And when the rapture blows, I just want you to be here. Maybe, okay, let's look at this in the second part. My heart's desire is for all of us to go. But for those who stay, will you at least proclaim what happened and not agree with those that UFOs come? That you'll break your word out, Matthew 24, and go tell the people who stay with you what just happened? Christ came. For the first time in your life, be a witness to what He did. It'd be bad it was after the rapture, but go tell them what He did. You know. You know. Now, nothing has to transpire. What is God waiting on? Why has He not told His son, go now, son. Get my church. He's waiting. He's tarrying. And now the rapture may even take place. But just say tomorrow at 12 o'clock, the rapture is going to take place. Just can you indulge in that just for a moment? Tomorrow at 12, the sky is going to bust open in the eastern sky. The Son of Man will stand there in the clouds with an accompaniment. He will stand there, and with his shout of declaration, he will shout a command, arise. The dead will give up. It will be so loud that those bodies that are even at the deep parts of the sea will be resurrected. But all this happens in the twinkling of an eye. Do I believe those who are left behind will hear the sound? Yes, indeed. You'll hear it. Man will hear it. Those who remain in their sins will hear the shout. I believe that they will see that awakening. But now that takes place. Who comes? Jesus. When? No man knoweth. Where? In the clouds. How? Quickly. In the last question, why? Why will he come? Why should he come? This is the God of the universe. He doesn't have to have us. But in Revelation 22 and in verse 12, the Bible says, he says, behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. How quick is quick? It's quick. Behold, I come quickly. And look at verse, if you're turning with me, verse 22 and verse 12. And I come quickly. And watch this. My reward is with me to give every man according to as his work shall be. Who is in control of our reward? We are. He said, behold, I come quickly. And the reward is with him. But the last thought I want to leave you with is this. In John 14, 1 through 3. This is Jesus speaking. And may even Jesus speak to our hearts right now. Let not your heart be troubled. Are you troubled this morning? There's some troubled people in here this morning. Can I tell you that? As the preacher, pastor to many, there's some troubled hearts here. Man, you're going through a lot of stuff. You know why? Because it's stunting your growth in Christianity. Can I see it? Sure. Do I see people who are not as faithful as they were maybe a year ago? Sure. You got troubles. You headed down the wrong road. Do I pay attention to that? Yeah. Does he care? Well, maybe not. I do care. He said, let your heart not be troubled. There's a message in that. Ye believe in God? In the form of a question, you believe in God? Do you believe that God won't put any more on you than you can bear? That's what he said. Then why should we be troubled? If God has lied in one point, he's lied in it all. My God's not a liar. He's faithful and just. He said, then believe also in me. You believe in God, you believe in me. Don't let your heart be troubled. In my Father, let your mind go above all this. Ready? In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, watch Jesus' honesty here. He's always honest, but watch him make the honesty very clear in this passage in verse 2. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. I would have told you. I would have told you there's no hope. I would have told you there's no reason to do right when everybody else is doing wrong. But I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Can I share with you my opinion of the last part of verse 3? Yes, we are to be comforted with those words, Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4 in the last verse. But friend, listen to me. Jesus is excited or more excited about there ye may be also than we are. He is looking forward to the day where His church can be in His presence forevermore. And I am so excited about His coming, I can't stand it. I want to be raptured. Say, Mike, do you believe there's really a rapture? Come on now. Yeah. Mike, do you really believe everybody's ready for the rapture? No. But I believe on this day, God has made it very clear. And leaving a question. You give me five questions this morning, I'm going to leave you with one. Are you ready? How do you get ready? How do you get ready? Use this logic here in every situation you ever run into.
It doesn't matter who's wrong or right.